Only Lamed Tesim and Aleph. Towards the top, six lines down. Let me continue. So this machlokus, whether Makdash Avla is Yotzeh L'Cheiris or not, is a machlokus tanoi. Surprise, it says like this, a Makdash Avla, person is Makdash Avla, Tanakama says, Ein Boil in Boil, there's no Kedusha Chal on the Eved, and therefore there's no Me'ilo. Shimon Gamilom, Boil in Besaroi, there's a Me'ilo on his hair. So the more it talks about what's specific about the hair. So more says, my lab b'hokim iflagi. Let's suggest the machlokes is the following. The mar sabra is kodesh, mar sabra le kodesh. They're arguing whether it becomes kodesh or not. But evidence is like karka. And the hair is like the grain which grows out of the ground. So there's no milan. Morris says, with his brother, that's a machloikis, so they shouldn't argue about me'ilo. Hi, Merlin boy, Ben Merlin boy, hi, Kaddish, Ben or Kaddish, Merlin. They should argue whether it's Kaddish. That's really a machloikis. El Kuliyama is Kaddish. Hakim Ephagi, the Marsab Abdi Kim Kerkoi Domi. Marsab Kim Atalatli Domi. So arguing whether Evid is like Karker or not. So Evid is like Karker, there's no me'ilo, but it's like Metalatli, there is me'ilo. The Morris says, if so, Ihachi Adam Miflagi Besaro Lifagi Bekufai. That's a machloikis. They should argue in regards to the goof of the Eved itself. L'kulyama Abdik Mekakoy Dami. So that so really they were coming out that everybody really holds its Kaddish. And Eved is like Karka. Now in the Kabbalah halachas, we hold Eved is like Karka. The question is that there are, do we say that that's a given, that he has to be like Karka in regards to all halachas, or he's hukish like Karkos, or there's some yes and some no. So we're saying, the time before was, we could deal with him like Batalta, the Gabi, certain halachas, one of them being Me'ila. Whether you don't say it's hukash or kakos. So the more right now is saying that maybe that's true, but we're not, but regards to Me'ila, Hektish, he is like Karka, which means there's no Me'ila in Karka, there's no Me'ila in Avodim. But the Tsar, once you cut it off, it's Kaddish, and once you cut it off, it's not part of the Eved anymore, there would be Me'ila. What about before you cut it off? So we have in general that Rav Shimon Shita in Shas is So we have a few places in Shas with Shimon. It applies the concept of Kolo Omed is it's like it happened already. So here also, so Shimon holds is Me'ila Besara because Kolo Omed Ligozes is Kagozes Dummy. Okay. Lema Hanitanoi Ke Hanitanoi. So now, that let's tie in this Machlokes with another Machlokes Tanoi that. Regards to the status of Avodim, the Tanan, Rabbi Omer, excuse me. Yesh Dorim Shehem Kekarka, Avodim Kekarka, Rabbi Chachabim Vodim Loi. So Rabbi Omer says there are certain things which have a halacha like Karka, which means they have Mitzias of Karka, but they get a halacha status as if they're not Karka. Kesat. So the law is you're not nishban karka, but he says to the person, "Esher gafanim teunois masartu l'cha." So the mafkid says to the nifkid, "I gave you 10 gafanim, which had which were laden with fruits. I gave to you to watch." And he says, no, it was only five. And So the five, and he's agreeing to some level of negligence in his responsibilities. So he's going to pay for the five. So the Tameya is arguing that there was 10 that I put in your responsibility to take care of, and you weren't responsible, and you owe me for the 10. So since it's the Ikra Tameya is the giving the, either it's on a case where he's saying I want them back. Which, what's the Messias? I never understood the case exactly. It comes up a few places in Shas. Exactly what the Tviya is. If she's being Tviya money for it, it's Machlokes B'Shanim whether the money for the Karka is done like Karka, the Gabi Shur or not. So you have to know the Esher Gafanim Tunis was he's being Tviya something about the Karka. According to them, so I'm not sure exactly what it are. There 10 vines there. They didn't just there was only five. You say another 5 that disappeared.
What kind of page? Like he was the Nifka was being pushed. Yeah, he was the Shomer of the Gafanim.
So what's the damage?
Says
and he's asking for money. So that's Machlokes B'Shanim whether the money for the damage to Karka has in like Karka Gabi Shur or not. According to B'Shanim, behold, that's considered Metaltalin. So you have to be Tevei Karka Mamish. Machlokes B'Shanim, there's Machlokes to the Rambam and the Ravid. He comes, he says that you dug holes in my Karka. And he says, you dug 5 holes in my property, you owe me for the 5 holes. He says, no, it was only 3. The other 2 were nothing to do with me. We can't argue about whether how many holes there are. He says, I dug 3, the other 2, you dug them, somebody else dug them. So he says, whatever mixes, but he's talking about Karka. But he's not being talking about Karka, he's talking about the payment for the damages to the Karka. So Ramu calls that Karka, and the rabbit holes, that's called Matalatlan. So according to the Ravid, what exactly this case is, I never really worked out exactly. It sounds like he's physically asking about vines, and there's so what happened exactly? Are the other vines here? Are they not here? Were they taken away? Or he's saying these 5 vines are really mine, and these 5 vines are yours, and give them back to my property. I mean, you don't pick up vines and move. I never copped them and sees it a case. Okay, there has to be some scenario which would work out. Okay, so here's the machlokes. V'amr b'yosi b'arir chenina anavim ha'emes libatzer ikemenayu. The mayor saw rekipsuris damian. Rebbanan saw relach kipsuris damian. So the mayor holds kalayim libatzer kipatzer dami, and the chama hold that it's not. So kolzman is attached to the karka. It's karka. Okay. So this machlokes of kolayim ligos is kigosu dami. The kolayim is the same machlokes as kolayim libatzer kibatzer dami. Right? Should be the same machlokes. The Mor says no. So Rameir holds the chacham which holds that kolayim ligos is la kigosu dami does not fit with Rameir holds kolayim libatzer kibatzer dami. So we're answering, I feel tempered Rameir, that Rameir could agree with the Rabbanon by the case of the Eved, that the hair, you don't say Kolayim Ligosis Kigosis Dami. Even though the Baikarka, you say Kolayim Ligosis Kibotzer Dami. How's that? Ad Kan Lokom Rameir Hosim Ela Banovim. The Kamen, the Kaimen, Michash Kachishi. Once they ripen, you need to take them off. If you don't pick them at the right time, they deteriorate while they stay in the karka. Wahalcha by the hair, kama the koi ashbuchi mashbach. The hair just doesn't get any work. Anything gets better. You have more hair. So if you're planning to get to use the hair for whatever purpose, the longer hair is better. So over here, it's still considered part of the eved. Whereas by the case of the Rameir holds that Kolayim Libatzer, once it reaches the states that it's fully ripe, and there's no benefit at all for him remaining attached, so then you say kibbutz adomi. Okay. Then the more goes back to Rav's statement of Makdash Avdoi, whether he said it or not, what he is responding to that. So the Lamech HaTanoi is completed over here. Let's see Rashi. Lamech HaTanoi, it's a little bit less than halfway down the page, first word on the line. It's parallel to the words, the quote from a mayor of Yesh Terum Shem Kikarga. So this discussion she had before, whether Makdash Avdoi is Kaddish or not, is the Machlokes Tanoim. So the Tanakhama says there's no Me'ilah on the Eved, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says Merlin Misara. Dafka Noka, when it says Merlin Misara, it's simply about here. Come on, the Kamei Mefarish law. Why? What's specific about the hair? Samur says, goes through one iteration, the second iteration. They're arguing whether Eved is the person. They're arguing whether Makdash Avdoi becomes Kaddish or goes free. Samur says that's not the Machlokes. The Mor says they're arguing whether he's like whether it's like Karkar or like Metaltalin. Mor says they're arguing in the hair. Alklema Kaddish Limachar L'damav. Everybody agrees that it becomes Kaddish, and they're arguing whether he's like Karkar or not. The Mor says, or they're arguing whether Kigos is Dami. So there's a Gzeira Shava. It says the word chet by the two places to teach me that it's like chuma, which has to be tolish already. God just told me. It's not like it's mechuba to the Eved, which is like Karka. Interesting Lashon Rashi. So the hair is armed the gozes. Morris says, the Meir says, Yesh Ram Shem Ke Karka, Mechubor Mele Karka. They physically are Karka. But Ve'edim Ke Karka, the Karmelon Ein Yishpoyen Ale Karkos, but Al Gafanim Halolo Nishpoyen Ve'edoas Mixes Ataina. So over here, you would swear. I asked them to watch you, for you to watch them. So the more it ties the two machlokes together, the Tanakhama says there's no me'ila even on the hair, it can still go like a mayor. Because as long as it stays out of Shpuchi Mashbach, it still benefits from the attachment. Whereas by the Gefanim, the Paris do not benefit from the Tasher anymore. That's when he says Kolam Libotzer Kibotzer Dami. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Kisolik Reb Chiya bar Yosef. When Reb Chiya bar Yosef went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So he quoted over this statement that Rav said before of Hamakdash Avdoi Yotzei L'Cheiris and Mafkir Avdoi Yotzei L'Cheiris. I think he's focusing on Mafkir. Yeah. Which one?
Mafkir. As I thought, the only question with Mafkir was whether he needed to get Shechur.
So we have Rav saying, according to one version of the Gemara, Maf Gravel Yotze the Cheris. Now we have Makloikis whether you need to get shikur or not. But is there a chiddush of mafgraf to get to the chayrus? Yes. Can you say that the Eved is kind of himself from Hefker? It's not so obvious that the Eved can be kind of himself. That's him, he's an Eved, he's a state of Avdus. So he's available for somebody else to be kind of him to be an Eved. That it's automatically he's kind of himself. I'm not so sure that that's so posh. Okay, so he quoted the Rav said, "Mafka gets to the chayrus." Somerlei, Amar Rav Hochi, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Rav said that." It means Rabbi Yochanan seems to find that strange that Mafka gets to the chayrus. Moore says, "Really? Vuloy Amar Hochi, you yourself, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that, or he didn't say that. He, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that. Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, Mafka gets to the chayrus. Besar Gesh Shichur." Okay, so he also holds of it. Smor says, "Hachi kamerlei, Amar Rav Kavasi." It wasn't a question of bewilderment. It was a question of excitement. Ah, Rav says like me. Okay, right intonation. Vika daamri loy semu kame that he didn't finish his statement. So the Rabbi Yochanan assumed that Rav was saying it doesn't need to get shichur, and Rabbi Yochanan holds it does need to get shichur. Because Amar Leib, but Amar Rav tzar get shichur. Rav didn't say he needs to get shichur. He just said mafkav yetsa l'cheres. That's all he said. He didn't speak about that. He still need for get shichur. Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, Damar Ulam, Rabbi Yochanan, Mafkav, the Yetzel Kares, it's our Get Shechur. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan assumed from the fact that Rabbi Yosef stopped in those four words, Mafkav, the Yetzel Kares, and didn't say any more, that he was saying, that's it, there's no need for anything more. Rabbi Yochanan found that to be questionable because he held that you don't need get shikur. Now, the way the Mor is presenting it, so Rabbi Yosef we had before that said that Ruchia Bar Oven said in Rav that they need to get shikur. So really the correct version that here by Yosef should have said was Mafkav the Yotzei L'Chayrus was Har Get Shichur. He didn't say that full amount. He didn't finish. He didn't finish the thought. Okay, Gufa Omer Ula Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mafkav the Yotzei L'Chayrus was Har Get Shichur. Eisvei Reb Abba Ula. So, even though theoretically we could have asked this question before in the statement that Chibur Alban said that Har Get Shichur. But the conversation took place with Ula in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and that's why the Mor presented it as a separate conversation. So Ula said to Rabbi Yochanan that Yotzei L'Chayrus, but Tzorek Get Shichur, and Eisei Reb Abba L'Ula. Gershom Eis. So the Ger owned the Avadim. So the Avadim become Hefker. Because the Ger who dies, any other person in Klai Yisrael dies, there's always a Yoresh. But a Ger, unless he's had children, he has no Yorshim. So, Ubizuzu Yisrael Nechasav. So, other Jews took possession of his properties. Vay ben Avadim. So, Ben Gedalim and Ketanim, Kanamatim ben Echarim. So, Tanakhama says that even the Ketanim go free. Avashulam or Gedarlim Kano Atzman, Bnei Chorin, Tanim Kolamaksi Ben Zocha Behen. So the Ketanim have no way to be cut of themselves. So therefore, whoever's the regular Nechasim of a ger which died, they're hefker, and whoever's cut of them is cut of them. They have no kinyan.
What?
They have no kinyan.
I thought they became a
machmir. If you're machmir it to them, they can be karnah.
But you're saying from hefka they can't be
right.
Kona from.
They can't be karnah from hefker.
So why can they be kona from?
Because that's the karis machmir.
Okay, I mean hefker. You don't require that's a karis. I understand. Like you.
So. A gadol has a karech of kinyan on his own, so he doesn't need das acheres machta to be cut as something. So he can be, so in cases where somebody else is machta to him, he's kind of fine. Even someone else is machta, he's also kind of. A cotton has no karech kinyan of his own, even to be kind of. The reason why he is kind of is because we solve the problem of das by having the das acheres being machta. When it comes to being kind of from hefker, where there's no das acheres. He doesn't have, he's not a bar das, so he can't do a maisa kinyan. So that already agrees to it. The Tanakhama also agrees to that. The issue is applying that to the case of his own goof and saying, does he need a maisa kinyan to receive his own goof? Or that's the Tanakhama says no. Fine. So the Gemara, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that Mafka Avdo needs to get shikra still. Chimi cost him get shikra leilu. Who wrote to get shikra over here? So how could you say that they get a dinner ben Karin? It sounds like that's a full-fledged statement. So yes, they're not avodim to be servant to serve anybody. But they're not truly free. So that's what. Who is this who asked the question? Rabbi Abba. So Ula responded to Rabbi Abba in a little bit of a strong way. Omar, Domi haik mirabonon, kirelo gamri inchi shmaita. This person who asks this rabbi over here asks this question is like a person who never really learned Gemara, right? It's a stupid question. That's the English translation. So he didn't like the question. So the Gemara said, "A time in my Omer Menachem and Ksever Ula Avdo Degir Ki Ishta My Ishta Mishtalcha Bala Gets." If a father of a mishtalchim b'lo gets, so Eved is hukash le'isha. So this is not a regular din of hefker. It's a stronger din than the din of hefker. So the din of hefker is your mafka the kinyan moment. So Rechon holds you need to get shikr. Over here it's a total hafkoah. So the same way the just like misa. Is Mishtaleach the Isha the same level as if there be a get? So the Misa is Mishtaleach the Avodim as if there would be a get Shechru.
Right, except that you don't have that by a regular Yisrael that is.
Well, so okay, the Morse, how can I feel Yisrael Nami? So Morse says, if that's true, that Misa does that, so Misa does it by Yisrael to his wife, so why can Misa do that to? By Yisrael to his avodim, it should be a. Amar Kroa, Bishachatul Mosham Levnechem Acherechem L'Reshes Lachusa. So the pasuk says, theoretically that should happen. In other words, it's a relationship between the two. What Ula is really saying is that it's a relationship, and relationships there is a hafka through Misa. The Mor says so. Were not for the pasuk in Tachaltem, we would say the same thing by Yisrael also. But the pasuk tells me that the child, as it were, the guy be the Eved, not the guy be the Isha, but the guy be the Eved, the child takes over from the father. Okay, so Morris says, okay, Ihochi, Hamafka Avda Umeis, Nami. So, but in a case where it's mafker avdoi, where there's nothing to be ninchal to the children, over there, there should be a hafkoa. That's the misa is a hafkoa on the kinyan isa shaboy, because it's a relationship. But the fact the child takes over doesn't allow that. But over here, where the child's not taking over because the evidence is hafker, let the misa be hafkoa. But alama omer amemer hamafker avdu umeis oiso ebed ein lutzakona. So where it says the Mamer Kasha, you're right, the Mamer's statement would not fit with what you just said. Okay, let's hold it here.